In the context of the musical Les Miserables, Do You Hear the People Sing is a revolutionary call for the people to overcome the perceived corrupt monarchy of 19th century France. Almost 40 years after it was written, it still resonates with protesters today as the people of Hong Kong sung it during protests against the now suspended extradition amendments.
The current incident actually concerns the proposed amendments of two pieces of legislation in Hong Kong. Generally speaking, the proposed amendments could be categorized into two parts. First, the territorial restriction in the original set of laws. After the amendments, Hong Kong could enter into some sort of agreement with China as well as Taiwan in handling criminal transfer matter. The second part of the proposed amendments concerned the mechanism for dealing with the transfer request from a country or region where she has not entered into a long-term agreement with Hong Kong. After the amendments, the three-tier safeguard was changed to a two-tier process, which only requires the approval from the chief executive of the Hong Kong government and the judiciary to handle the request. I'm Victor Yim. I'm a current PhD candidate at the University of Melbourne, and my work includes China-Hong Kong relations, Hong Kong politics, and civil and social changes.
The Hong Kong government had its reasons for wanting to pass them.
The amendments were, as claimed by the Hong Kong government, out of the necessity to do justice to the deceased in a homicide case in Taiwan. Under the current laws, she has no jurisdiction in handling the matter as state, since she has no agreements of any sort with Taiwan on criminal transfer. So all this formed the background of the political crisis in Hong Kong.
Victor told me the protesters also want justice to be done in the homicide case, but other aspects of the amendment worry them.
There are at least two areas involved in these amendments which make Hong Kong people worried. First, the amendments open up a hole in the local legal system, which connects to the mainland legal system via a possible extradition request from China. The public actually has very little trust in the legal system and the standard of the rule of law in China, especially having witnessed a number of alleged human rights abuse cases there. And the other part concerned the limited capacity of the Hong Kong court to deny an extradition request based on the civil and political rights record of a requesting state or region under the current set of law, which means that the court in Hong Kong could hardly guarantee if a suspect would receive a fair trial in the requesting state or region. Stipulated in the current laws, an offence based on political stance, religions, race and nationality would not amount to a transferable case, which means that if a request for surrender is based on the above components, the request would in theory not be entertained. However, people in Hong Kong are generally worried that a request could be made from the Chinese authority using some other reasons as a disguise, and deep down people suspect that the request may be politically motivated. So at the end of the day, it is more about the political trust of Hong Kong people towards the mainland.
But why do so many Hong Kongers take to the street? And have these protests become about more than just the extradition amendments?
I think the main reason for Hong Kong people take to the street is that the normal legislative process regarding the amendments cannot function properly. And because you see, the Legislative Council now cannot function in a way that scrutinizes the bill proposed by the government. And then people think that, oh, we need to take to the street to do something. At least we know that it may not succeed in the end, but we think that we need to take to the street and to express our concern, to express our opinions regarding the matters. In the third demonstration on the 9th of June, we saw 1 million people marching on the street to oppose the amendments. However, the events happened subsequently, galvanizing the situation, which added new elements to the latest demonstration. So first, the government issued a statement on the 9th of June that she will stick to the original plan and resume the legislative procedure. It alleged excessive use of force by the police towards the protester, the characterization of the protest as a riot by the Hong Kong government, and the unfortunate death of a young protester on the 15th of June as he fell from a building protesting against the amendments. So all this add up to the largest demonstration in Hong Kong history on the 16th of June, which with approximately 2 million people taking to the street to express their dissatisfactions.
It is unclear what the future holds, but many big players have yet to make their move, namely Beijing.
Against the background of so much uncertainty in the midst of a trade war between US and China, I think Beijing is worried to the extent that different Western powers may try to play some sort of Hong Kong card in the international politics, including places or regions like Taiwan. And the leaders of the US government also expressed some kind of concerns towards the extradition bill. And then the extradition bill issue may even be one of the talking points between the US government and the Chinese government in the G20 summit coming very soon. I think it all depends on the response by the Hong Kong government, and also depends on how the protester interpret the response made by the Hong Kong government. It has some sort of softening per stance. The protester may choose to cease, or if that kind of situation does not happen, you can simply foresee that some kind of opposition movement will press on these issues.
Hong Kong is bracing itself for an uncertain path, as protests have never been bigger and distrust has never been more prevalent.
It all drilled down to the political trust of Hong Kong people towards Hong Kong government and towards Beijing. Because when we talk about the rule of law and the freedom of speech or freedom of expression, it is all about the perception of a person of the Hong Kong people and the perception of the other international communities regarding whether the Hong Kong still enjoy the sufficient rule of law system in Hong Kong and the sufficient freedom of speech. As the thing stands, we can see that the international communities and the Hong Kong community have expressed their deepest concern regarding the extradition ordinance. So we can see that if the bill gets passed, the Hong Kong people will definitely lose confidence in the political situation in Hong Kong, and they would totally lose their trust towards China, towards Beijing and the Hong Kong government.
Benjamin Polizon, Panorama News.